KX93.5. Saturday sun came early one morning, in a sky so clear and blue. But Saturday sun came without warning. No one knew what to do. Saturday sun brought people and faces, but didn't seem much in their day. When I remember those people and places, they were really too good in their way, in their way, in their way. But Saturday see me today. Think about stories with reason and rhyme, circling through your brain. And think about people in their season and time, returning again and again and again. And again, but Saturday sun has turned to Sunday's rain. So Sunday sat in the Saturday sun and wept for a day gone by.
Yeah, there you go. That's Nick Drake, that is. Big fan of his. How are you doing, Martin?
I'm doing fine, thanks. I kid yourself. It's a nice Sunday morning here in Laguna Beach.
I know, it's lovely. It's lovely. No panic here. No panic. Everything's fine.
Take it easy.
I'm doing my best. Anyway, it's St. Patrick's Day today, and that means that what?
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning. You know, St. Patrick was Welsh. Are you aware of that?
I actually wasn't.
He was Welsh. He was born in Wales. He was abducted.
That's rather sad. He was abducted from Wales to Ireland.
Right, but you know, the Welsh have had a good weekend because they won the doodah, didn't they?
The Six Nations, that was a great game yesterday. They totally trashed England.
Right, but I believe, what was the score? 27-3?
No, it was 27-3 or 33. I think they scored right in the last minute or two.
Did they?
Yeah, but didn't get the connection.
Well, congratulations to Wales. I'm sure that's a wonderful thing for you. I'm going to play a track now for St. Patrick's Day, and then we'll come back because you look a bit shocked that we're on the radio.
Well, but talking about rugby news, rather sad day for Ireland because they got beat by Italy, of all people.
Really?
Ireland got beat by Italy.
Well, you know what? There is no God. That's my message for the day. All right, here's a song by Christy Moore. This is a very famous song in Ireland. If you play this song in Ireland, there's not a dry seat in the house.
Why, people pee themselves?
Good morning, everybody. It's KX93.5 on your FM dial. This is your full English breakfast.
I sang this one night down in Caesar's Palace in Bunclody, and and the crowd joined in and sang with me, and Jesus, it was gorgeous. Mind you, they sang with me. Do you ride the finest horse I've ever seen? Standing 16, one or two, with eyes wild and green. You ride the horse so well, hands light dew to touch. I could never go with you no matter how I wanted to.
It's St. Patrick's Day, everybody. That's quite a thing, St. Patrick's Day over here. They make a big deal out of it here, not so much in Ireland, I don't think. Do they?
I think if you went to Dublin, you'd see quite a few people out on the streets wearing T-shirts saying, I'm happy to be Irish.
Well, it's a wonderful day for Catholics because it's St. Patrick's Day and it's also they've got a new Holy Father.
I didn't think we were going to be talking about that.
Oh, you know what? I promised I wouldn't, but I lied because I think it's hilarious. St. Patrick's life is a bit of a mystery.
To who?
To anybody who's, you know, anybody.
How come?
Well, it's generally agreed upon. Well, there's a story that goes he was abducted from Wales aged 16 and taken to Ireland.
And that's history. That's known fact.
No, it's not really. It's just generally agreed upon. Anyway, he stayed 6 years there and he escaped and returned to his family. And after becoming a cleric, he returned to Ireland as a bishop. And he lived in Ulster, which is the north, you know, north of Ireland. During a 40-day fast, he was attacked by snakes, which he banished to the sea, which is said to account for the absence of snakes in Ireland. He banished the snakes from Ireland. That's what he's famous for.
Okay. He couldn't banish the British.
No, clearly. He was all right with snakes. But the whole thing's a bit biblical. 40 days fast, and the, you know, it's not. This is in like 432 AD, so it's not. You know, we don't know. We don't. It's not written down.
I see the equation there, the similarity.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's Laguna Beach, California, if you didn't know, and it's beautiful out, kind of. Well, it's warm anyway, compared to Britain, where you're going on Wednesday.
Oh, look, I've been watching the weather forecast, and it's going to be freezing.
Yeah,
maybe snowy.
Yeah. It's the time of year, isn't it? What's the month? Where are we at? March?
April? March, yeah, it's the end of the winter.
So, yeah, it's cold. Mm-hmm. How's your mum and dad? Are they all right?
I think they're fine. I spoke with them yesterday. They sounded happy that I'm coming to see them.
Right.
Which is nice.
And listen, apparently you sound all fuzzy on the radio. People are texting me. Do you want to go on that mic instead? It's a better mic, that. Mic number three. Here we go, look.
How's that? Yeah, that's better.
That's much better, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a problem, isn't there?
Sorry for sounding fuzzy.
It's all right. Martin's back now. It doesn't really sound fuzzy in real life. It's just a thing. Well, I got another text message here.
Yeah, me too. Susan's just texted me saying the same thing. Now it's better. Thank you, Susan.
Well, that's good. Well, let's spend the whole show talking about, you know, technical issues.
We normally do.
You got any technical issues?
I've got a number of technical issues, but I went to the doctor yesterday. And
you got it sorted out, didn't
you? Oh, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, I hope the rash clears up. And are you allowed to touch other people now?
Only wearing plastic gloves.
Yeah.
But right. I prefer to wear plastic gloves when I'm touching people anyway.
Did you get that text message again saying, just come in the hospital right now?
Not yet.
No.
No. But as you know, I don't accept group texts.
Right. No, I know. You've got a thing about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I agree with that. I don't like the group texting. You get a text from a group and then everybody, you go, yes, okay. Like, let's meet for lunch on Tuesday. Boom, yes, okay. And then you spend the rest of the day, you've got 63 messages. People saying, what are we having to eat and where shall we meet and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's very irritating. I agree.
It really is.
Yeah, I can't stand it. I don't like it. I don't like people, Martin, and you know that well. Congratulations, Catholics. It is St. Patrick's Day. You've got a new Holy Father. Cardinal Bergoglio of Argentina, was voted God's messenger on earth last week. Yeah, God didn't get a vote, but he said to be fine with the choice.
He sent a text.
He sent a text saying that's fine. I talked to him myself. He said it was all right.
He had a little word.
Well, he said it was all right. He said it's, you know, whatever. He said the shoes don't fit him properly. But it'll take a while to get settled in. You know, you've got to get all the vestments have got to be stitched, whatever. And you're sitting on somebody else's seat. That's weird, isn't it? The whole thing's weird.
Well,
it's like when you take a new job and you go in and you sit on the office chair and it doesn't fit your buttocks properly.
Yeah, but he's got to be up and running from day one. He's got to wait a couple of days for that ring because they've got to make a ring that fits him.
Right.
And then he's gone. That's it. He's the Pope, the man, the main boy.
Yep, he's the lad. He's the lad. Anyway, Frankie the First looks devilishly like 1980s British TV game show host and, I don't know, old school comedian Jim Bowen.
I saw those pictures on Facebook comparing one to the other.
If you're American, Jim Bowen. His catchphrase, he was a game show where you won stuff, you know. And his catchphrase, what was the show called?
I have no idea.
Bully. It was a dart show. You had to throw a dart.
Really?
Into a board and then answer a question.
That's very high tech for television.
Well, it's hard to throw darts. Do you think you're a darts player?
I've thrown a few in my time.
Are you any good at the arrows?
No.
No? I'm not either.
The funny thing is, though, darts, where would you find most darts games?
In a pub.
Exactly. Yeah. So you sat there drinking and throwing very, very sharp objects around the room.
Yeah.
It makes total sense.
And the commentator used to say, it's in, but it's out again, because it used to fall out of the board. You know. It was the same with you. I didn't know whether he was talking about the board, the dart in the board, or the pint in his mouth.
There's one thing worse, I think, than actually playing darts.
What?
It's actually watching darts on TV.
Right. Well, you know.
there was that split screen.
If you're drunk enough, it's good. It's all right.
The left side of the screen was the dartboard. The right side of the screen was with the guy just leaning over to throw the arrow.
Right. That's right. Yeah. They did a split screen thing. Well, in this game show, you had to throw a dart into a board. And depending on what score you got, they asked you a question. And if you got the question right, then, you won things. And his catchphrase was, he used to say, great smashing super, super great smashing great super.
That reminds me, your Uncle Barry, or our Uncle Barry, right. he was on a game show.
Right, he was on...
Was it The Price is Right?
No, it wasn't. It was one of those. I'll try and remember in a minute.
So he won a whole bunch of swag.
He won a lot of stuff. We got a clothing iron. No, a kettle. We got a tea kettle.
That's what you got out of it.
That's what we got, yeah. He won a bunch of stuff, yeah. He was the most prizes anybody had ever won. He didn't win a penny in money, but he won a load of prizes. What was it called? From Norwich, it's the Quiz of the Week. That's what the thing was.
That's what it was.
From Norwich, it's the Quiz of the Week. Is it The Price is Right? It could have been.
I think it was.
It could have been, yeah.
And on the subject of game shows, yeah. Well, not really game, or game quizzes, maybe. We have another cousin that won a quiz game in the UK.
Who?
Harry Vennett. He was the Brain of Britain.
Brain of Britain? That's that's smart. That's what that is. That's some clever stuff.
It was a long time ago, so not much had happened up to that point, but...
Right.
He was the Brain of Britain at one point.
Right. I was up for Liver of Britain.
Liver of Britain.
He had the biggest brain. I had the most enlarged liver. 1986. Nah. Anyway, he said at the end of the show, he used to say, Jim Bowen used to say, because you'd either win the big prize or you wouldn't win it. You know what I mean? You get a car or a boat or whatever. That was the big prize at the end of the show. And you do. And if he said, if you didn't win it, you didn't know what it was going to be. You would say, going for the big prize. The big Bully's big prize. It was Bully's big prize. Great smashing super. You're going for Bully's big prize. And let's ask a question. Who was Pope in 2000 in 1912? And they would say, and so they'd send the answer. And they'd say, no, I'm afraid you're wrong. And then he'd say, now let's see what you could have won.
The boat.
And then they'd bring this boat out. And the guy used to have to stand there like he was on the Oscars. And he didn't win the prize, you know. Let's see what you could have won, and they bring out a boat or a car or whatever. So, yeah, it's good stuff. Very funny. Right, we'll have a song. It's KX93.5 on your FM dial. If you're in Laguna Beach, California, please drive carefully and do what you got to do what you got to do. It's Jason Feddy, Martin Cohen on the radio here. And you can try and call in if you like. We are not sure we know how to use the buttons, but let's see. All right, Black Crowes, Black Crow, Black Crowes. You see what I'm like? The song's called Black Crow. The musician, artist, is Joni Mitchell. We'll see you in a minute. I'll try and get my brain together.
There's a crow flying, talking ragged tree to tree. He's black as the highway that's leading me. Now he's diving down to pick up on something shiny. I feel like that black crow flying in a blue sky. I took the ferry to the highway, then I drove to a pontoon plane. I took a plane to a taxi, and a taxi to a train. I've been traveling so long. How am I ever gonna know my home when I see it again? I'm like a black crow. Search of love and music, my whole life has been illumination, corruption, and diving, 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 diving down to pick up on every shining thing, just like that black crow. My haggard face in the bathroom light.
Yeah, it's Joni Mitchell. I keep getting that, you know, Black Crowes. Last week it was Black. I mixed up Black Crowes with Black Keys. Say that again, Mark.
I wasn't on. I said that was the mistake you made last time with Ray.
Right, Black Crowes, Black Keys, and now mm-hmm. I've got Black Crow. I'm not playing any more music that's got that name of any kind.
I'd stay away from it.
Yeah, that's my plan. So anyway, there's a thing going on this week. I want to talk about in town here. Ava Burton and Mark Miller are performing A.R. Gurney's Pulitzer Prize-nominated play Love Letters at BC Space Gallery on April 5th and 6th. And this coming Thursday, they're doing a special benefit performance for the Friendship Shelter. You can contact the Friendship Shelter in town for tickets. Friendship Shelter is a fantastic program for homeless people, people without anywhere to live, obviously. I have to explain very, because it's early in the morning. Anyway, they're doing this thing, Love Letters, and I watched it yesterday because I'm going to help with the music on Thursday. And honestly, I cried at the end of it. It was really quite moving. It's brilliant what they're doing. So, this Thursday on at the BC Space Gallery. Contact the Friendship Shelter for tickets. Friendship Shelter is a non-profit organisation, so I can mention them by name. This cool. music is John Helliwell from Supertramp. He's got a band called Creme Anglaise, which means English cream. I don't know what that means. Custard, actually. It's what the French call custard.
Is he related to what's her name, Helliwell, from the Spice Girls?
That's Halliwell.
Ah, sounds the same.
A 62-year-old charity worker from Wales, continuing, what a good segue that was, has been fired after a breakdown of confidence. He ran a boys and girls club for 10 years in Wales there and was awarded sick leave for stress. He went to Australia to stay with a friend on his sick leave. He thought, right, I'm just going to go. I'm on sick. I've done this for 10 years. I'm really tired. It's cost me my health. I'm not feeling too good. I'm going to go off to my stay with a friend in Australia. Good so far?
What happened to him?
Right, he goes to Australia, stays with his friends. While on a beach, he saw a fin in the water, like a shark's fin, near a group of kids. So he ran into the water, dragged the dusky whaler shark, which is what it was, into deeper waters. He got hold of a 6-foot shark and he schlepped it away from the kids, saved the lives. Well, the video of this went viral all over the world and his bosses saw it and they fired him.
Because he wasn't that sick.
They said, if you're well enough to wrestle a shark, you're well enough to come in and look after these 8-year-olds.
That's fair enough.
Is it?
Yeah, of course it is. If he was well enough to do that, why wasn't he working?
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mrs. Pickles in the background. Shut up, Pickles!
Be quiet, you noisy dog.
God, I haven't mentioned her, you see. That's why she's upset, because I haven't mentioned her name.
She's barking. Can you get over her, Martin? Yeah. Well, she's around by you, but right, hold on.
Pickles, come on. Yeah, Mrs. Pickles is our dog here. She's a studio mascot. She's also my dog, and I have to look after her on a Sunday because my wife's at work. And that's the thing about that. Yeah. Anyway, there's ongoing food contamination stories, Mark. Are you there?
I am now.
All right. Food contamination probe. We're doing a very deep food contamination probe on this show. Geneticists are studying the genetic code of tapeworms.
Have they got nothing else to do?
Well, that's what geneticists do, don't they? Study the genetic code of things. In a process called mining, they mine for the genetic code. In an effort to find weaknesses that can be exploited to treat the problem in humans. You ever had a tapeworm, Mark, that you'd like to talk about?
No, I haven't. Not that I wouldn't like to talk about it. If I had one, I'd love to talk about it, but I don't.
You don't have one?
No, I've had ringworms.
What's that?
It's those little things that they look like worms and get buried in your skin.
But it's not a worm, then? Tapeworm's a worm.
They're called worms, but...
That's the name of my new album. A tapeworm's a worm.
It's the name of my new book.
Can't have it. I've got it. Current treatments are often ineffective. Tapeworms live in the human gut and can be responsible. I hope you've had your breakfast, everybody. For blindness and epilepsy, they cause cysts on the brain. and the little buggers are passed on to pigs through feces. The larvae forms a cyst in the pig's flesh, which is then eaten by people.
That's why you should always wash your hands after eating.
That's right.
Or before eating.
That's actually not a food contamination story, is it?
Oh, so it is, because if it goes through the animals, then it comes to you through your food.
I know why I mentioned it. Because 6,000 pig carcasses have been found in the sea in Shanghai, in the river. In the Huangpu River.
I saw that on the news last night, yeah.
Yeah, officials, they don't know where it's from, the officials.
They were fishing. Well, they reckon it was because the pig farmers upstream dumped them into the river.
That's right, I've got it in Jaizing. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Jaizing.
I hope I'm pronouncing that wrongly.
Well, I've got something quite interesting here. I just looked onto the news, see what's going on.
Yeah.
And all of us, it says here, it's on Google, but it's from a magazine called Jezebel. And the headline is...
What are you reading Jezebel for?
Because I
saw... You're a weirdo.
Because if you listen to this title, you'll understand why.
Go on.
Big Breaks for Blowjobs, the Dark Underbelly of the Miss USA Pageant. I didn't actually read any more than that, just because the headline sounded quite funny.
Yeah.
And worth a mention.
You can't repeat it. That's rude, isn't it?
Apparently, Miss America girls want to be doctors and lawyers, and Miss USA girls want to grow up as Victoria's Secret models.
That's a great pinnacle of person's aspirations.
It really is. I mean,
stand around being photographed in your undies.
What have we come to?
Well, you know, listen, they're doing a public service. When you go into the mall and you see Victoria's Secrets, you always have a quick look, don't you? You can always clock it. It's not like you go, oh, that's disgusting, and hold your newspaper up to your eye. Like a rabbi on a plane.
Not to use a pun here, but I don't linger.
You don't linger?
I don't linger.
Lingering,
yeah.
Oh, I love it. That was very good. See, we're waking up now. It's 9:32 and 9, 10, 11 seconds. Oh, the phone's going crazy.
Who is it?
Susan Davis from the Festival of Arts. She says, oh, my God, you have smooth jazz on as your background. That wasn't smooth jazz. That was John Eliwell. You see, that's the thing about it. You don't call it smooth jazz if it's somebody you like. Smooth jazz is a pejorative term for that horrible music.
I'm sorry, but Susan Davis is sending way too many texts to both of us this morning. Right, if she wants to talk to us, come on in the studio.
Yeah, come on, Susan Davis. Get your bum in here. What's Susan Davis's star sign? When's her birthday?
Oh, I should know this. She had a birthday this last year.
January,
let's
say. All right, let's say it's January. All right, Susan Davis, because it doesn't matter what you read out, it's all the same rubbish anyway. January, Susan Davis. January 23rd, Capricorn. Oh, wait a minute. January 7th, great. You're a Capricorn, Susan Davis. And this is your stars. You have a tendency to leave your head in the clouds right now. Try to keep your feet on the ground, Susan Davis. She's dead. You see, you know that thing about her? She's mental.
She's always up in the air about things.
She's crazy.
Totally.
Yeah. Have you seen that crazy music they play down there at the Festival of Arts? They have smooth jazz on. Listen,
let's not go there. Let's not go there.
We'll have her back in here another time. Only making fun. You know how it is, ladies and gentlemen, who listen to this show regularly. You know we're just talking rubbish.
Talk for yourself.
These dead pigs in China, the local government said the water in the river is safe, even though the cause of death of these pigs is not known. Although the water in the river is safe, but presumably not kosher. And that no diseased pork has been found on the market. A local Twitter user tweeted, the water in the river is the colour of excrement. If there weren't dead pigs in it, you couldn't drink it anyway. Marvellous. All right, let's get on with it, because it's getting late now and we need to be awake and do our thing.
Play some music,
I think,
maestro.
That's a very, very good idea.
On KX93.5, this is your full English breakfast. Tuck in.
She took me off my gun with disappointment. I got sucked inside of her apartment. She's got dried up flowers, flaky skin, a beaded necklace, and a bottle of gin. She's a nightmare hippie with the skinny fingers for the whimsical, tragical beauty, self-conscious and a little bit moody. It's a new age letdown in my
Yo, she's busting out onto the scene with nightmare bogus poetry. She's a melted avocado on the shelf. She's the science of herself. She's spazzing out on a cosmic level, and she's meditating with the devil. She's cooking salad for breakfast. She's got tofu the size of Texas. She's a witness to her own glory. She's a never-ending story. She's a frolicking depression. She's a self-inflicted obsession. She's got a thousand lonely husbands. She's playing footsie in another dimension. She's a goddess milking her time for all that it's worth.
Yep, Nightmare Hippie Girl, that is. That's by Beck. I'm playing Nightmare Hippie Girl because I got my dates the other day for the Sawdust Festival. Coming up, man. Summer is coming up in Laguna Beach. So I get to do gigs at the Sawdust, which I'm very grateful. And, yeah, dead good. Sawdust Festival, Festival of Arts, all going to be happening for me.
It is getting there very quickly, isn't it? Well, we're now March, April.
All the other musicians, all of us, can we can all just come out of hibernation now because we might get a few gigs because January and February. You know what my dad says? Oh, by the way, love to my dad. He's not feeling very well, and I just want to say...
Hey there, Howard.
Hello, Howard. He always says, if you can, because he used to do the swap meets, you know, and he used to say, if you can live till March, you'll live forever. Which is good advice, you know. It's true. It's very true. Because I'm also because I'm going to England in April on tour, so I'm going to miss that month here. You're going to England on Wednesday, Martin.
That is correct. I'm leaving Wednesday evening for about 12 days. To England, going to see the family, going to do a little bit of work in London.
Fantastic.
And if anybody's got any connections with British Airways and they can get me an upgrade on the flight, I'm flying at 5:25 in the evening on Wednesday.
Oh, get you an upgrade. You don't
Please
get an upgrade.
Help.
I gave you an upgrade. You're on mic number three.
Yeah, that's You're not on quite the upgrade four. I want.
You'll have a good time. I mean, the weather's not going to be great, but you'll have a good time.
No, I can't wait. It'll be a
lot
of fun.
Just got a text here from Carolyn Duchesne, who I bumped into at the Hotel Laguna last night. And we were talking about doing the astrology, which we've already done a bit of it.
Yeah.
Which we don't agree, we don't believe in astrology, ladies and gently beans. But we like doing it anyway because it's a good laugh. But you should be my, she said you should be my psychic sidekick.
Your psychic sidekick?
Yeah, just for that sex, just for that bit.
Okay, we'll have to work on that one.
Right, so look, here we go, look. Here we go. Read Pisces, that's me. Just a minute.
Pisces?
Hang on, I'll just get it here.
Pisces
for you.
Or feces?
Yeah, I'm Pisces, the most deep and intense of all the signs. Interesting. Windswept and interesting, that's what we are, Pisceans.
Pisces, February 20th to March 20th.
Right.
Scale back on work and give a loved one some much needed attention.
Exactly, that's what I say.
They need it.
Scale back on work, what did you say?
No, don't.
Read that
don't
again.
Don't focus
Read
on that
it
bit.
Read it again.
Don't focus on that bit.
What, go on.
The most important part here was... And give a loved one some much-needed attention.
You know
they
what? That I ought to do more. I love... Ava, if you're listening, love you.
Your scaling back on work would be very difficult.
Right, if I scale back on work, we both starve.
You'd be... there's so many things I could say about that, really, because... It's like that time we're on that train. Jason and I, it was his birthday. He wanted to go down to San Diego Zoo for the day.
It was my birthday. I didn't want to have a party. I was 40. I was turning 40 and I was like, I'm like, no, I don't want to party. I was depressed about it. So I said, let's go to San Diego Zoo.
Not only let's go to San Diego Zoo, but let's go to San Diego Zoo by train.
Right, on the train. I thought it'd be a nice little trip down the coast. You see the Pacific Ocean on your right and Camp Pendleton on your left. Beautiful.
Well, it depends which way you're sitting on the train, but it could be vice versa. But anyway, we got on the train and it was quite a nice journey. I must admit, I'd never done that before. And a conductor comes by just checking your tickets.
Oh, he was singing. He was whistling.
Was he? Yeah.
Oh, he was very happy. And he just made me go, wow, that's amazing.
What did you say? You said there was a job that...
I said, you know what? That's a great job. I could do that. On this particular Pacific Coastline train, I could do that job. And what did you say?
I said, you couldn't.
Why?
Because it's a job.
See, and that's how my family treat me. They don't matter how busy I am, they say that I don't do anything. It's like a family joke. Because I get upset about it, they pick, that's how they do it, you see. If you get, you shouldn't show no fear. Otherwise, show you know. No fear. Go on, so what is it? Oh, you've said it. Right.
Less about you, more
Thank
about
you,
me.
Will psychic,
you read mine?
Psychic. What's the weather going to be like today?
I'm not psychic. Will you read mine, please?
Yeah. What's the weather going to be like today, Martin?
It's going to be hot, Jason.
Hot.
Back to you.
It's not going to be hot. It's going to be about 70 degrees. It's not hot. I suppose it is if you live in Heckmondwike.
Well, it's better than 65.
It is, yeah. It's nice. It's going to be nice today. Lovely. What's your stars, Mark?
I am a... You don't know my birthday?
Oh, you're sometime in November or something.
That's correct. I'm a Scorpio.
Scorpio. That's a horrible sign, that is. That's a scorpion, isn't it? Says
with
it all.
With
all
a
right.
sting.
Here we go. Bit of klezmer in the background. A boom in business lifts your spirits, but plays havoc with your health. Take care of yourself. Well, that's, you go off to these conventions, which is a boom for your business, and you drink copious amounts of alcohol, and it's good, bad for your health. See? Thank you, doctor.
Thank
we should have
you,
a doctor's
Jason.
Thing as well on this show. We'd have a doctor section where we talk about your piles.
No, proctology corner. deep and meaningful proctologist corner.
That's so funny. Marvellous. Proctology corner, where we bend you over and we have a look and talk about it on the air.
I'll bring the flashlight.
Marvellous. Are you going to be there for Eurovision, the Eurovision Song Contest?
I certainly hope not.
No, I think you are.
When is it? It can't be. The week of Easter?
Maybe not.
No, you can't. They can't be doing that.
I've got a story here about the Eurovision. Eurovision Song Contest is a Europe-wide song contest where they people write songs and it gets voted in.
Yeah, but
and
it's further than Europe. It used to be just like 12 countries
Israel's
in Europe.
In it, a bunch of
Israel, Russia's in it. It's
right.
crazy.
It was great before the internet because it was like it was a full-on thing where you'd have a woman standing there and she'd be in France and you'd be in England and she'd say, and here is the votes from the French jury, and they'd vote on each thing. It was highly political. The French would never vote for the British. The British would never vote for the Germans. Very classic, you know, funny stuff. Anyway, the Armenians are in it now.
How come? I don't get that. I'm sorry.
Well, they're not in anything else. Be nice. They're not a rugby-playing nation, are they? But then again, neither are Italy.
And neither's Ireland, by the looks of it.
Right. Neither's England. Ozzy Osbourne is a national treasure. It's the same story. I'm not flipping from one thing to the next. Ozzy Osbourne is a national treasure and a well-known as the Prince of Darkness.
You can't talk to me like that. I'm the bloody Prince of Darkness.
Right. That's my Ozzy Osbourne impression. Black Sabbath guitarist Tony Iommi is also still very much alive and contributing to our deep culture. He's written a song which will represent and be performed by an Armenian band in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Why is he writing for Armenia?
I don't know. I mean, they've got a history of rubbish. ABBA, that's how ABBA became famous. In the
yeah, of course.
1975.
Something or other, yeah.
75. Waterloo.
Waterloo. Right? They were good, though. They're a pop band.
You didn't like them at the time.
I did.
They were rubbish.
I went to see the movie, ABBA the movie.
Do you know who came second in that when they won it? Do you know who came second?
No.
Olivia Newton-John. Do you know who won it the next year? This gives you an idea of how bad the Eurovision is. The next year...
It gives me an idea of the way your mind works.
The Netherlands won it.
With what song?
Ding, ding, a dong. Ding, ding, a dong, or ding, dong, a ding, or something.
So when did Germany win with 99
ding a dong.
Balloons?
Ding, a dong, it was called. What?
What year did Germany win with 99 balloons?
Did they win it with that?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That was a European song?
I don't know, I just remember that ABBA thing, and I remember that Israel won it the next year after the Netherlands, and, you know. Anyway, Tony Iommi has worked tirelessly, before you make fun of him, he's worked tirelessly for the Armenians after they had that earthquake in 1983 where, a lot of people killed. 45,000 people were killed.
Is he of Armenian descent?
I don't think so. I think he's Italian. I don't know. They're usually called a Jadinanian, aren't they, from Armenia?
Or no, that's a Jindian.
Jagadabalinian.
That's a Jindian.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, that thing left 500,000 people homeless, and he's trying to help them out. But and he said he was very funny. They said, well, what do you know? People are going to make fun of this because they do. It's a classic like thing for British people to make fun of. We're in two minds about it. We love it and we hate it at the same time. And Well, it's ridiculous. You know, last year or the year before, the Russians had these three fat old ladies singing some daft babushka song.
Did they win?
No, they didn't win it, but, people, they like that song. It's usually the ones that are like, I think she, like Olivia Newton-John did Long Live Love. It's always songs like that, total rubbish.
I'm thinking, because wasn't Twiggy on it, or there was some other famous English female singer?
Last year, it was Engelbert Humperdinck was the...
Yeah, look where that got him.
He didn't win it. No. A bit embarrassing. I was on one of those shows, though. I was on one of those, years ago, I was on one of those, like American Idol sort of shows. Before American Idol became a thing, I was on one of those. It was called Crock of Gold.
Crap of Gold, maybe.
Oh, it was awful. Bloody terrible. Anyway.
You obviously didn't win.
No, I did not win, Martin, and I'm still very sore about it.
Why are you sore about it?
Oh, you know, because it was stupid. I shouldn't have been on that show. It wasn't cool. Anyway, the request line here at the radio station is 949-715-5936. Call it if you want. We'll see if we can get you through. You can email me at jason@kx935.com. And this is Laguna's only FM radio station. We are listener-supported public radio. Yay. Don't forget, April 6th is our casino gala night at the Surf and Sand Resort, where there'll be craps.
Craps?
Craps.
Craps?
Craps.
What about some roulette?
Roulette, blackjack, bands. Going to be Guns N' Roses tribute band, and my Beatles band are going to play down there, 6 o'clock. And if you order your ticket, today's the last day for you to get a cheap ticket. The tickets are $150, but you can get them for $100 today.
Don't buy them today, buy them tomorrow, and give the station an extra $50.
Well, if you want. If you feel that way inclined, it'd be stupid, though, wouldn't it? Why would you do that?
Because you'd be supporting.
Your ticket for $100.
You'd be supporting the station.
When you get to the gig, to the thing, you get $50 in chips to play on the tables. So, actually, in effect, tickets only costing you $50.
Or if you buy two tickets, you've actually got one for free.
One for free.
Because you're getting $100 back in cash to play on the tables.
Correct. Absolutely. One of you gets the... Yeah. Anyway, whatever. We'll see in a moment after we've played the following silly jingle and record.
Jason Ferry, KX935. Dancing down the street with his way blue eyes. Every new boy that you meet, he doesn't know the real surprise.
Here she comes again.
When she's dancing beneath the starry sky, ooh, she'll make you free.
Here she comes again.
When she's dancing beneath the starry sky, I kinda like the way she gives.
Yeah, used to be his. She used to be his, but she's not his anymore. And that's why he's moaning about it on the radio. See? Good.
Excellent.
Let me tell you this. This week, I'm going to do the drive time show on this radio station from 3 to 7. Because Mookie's away. He's gone to Israel to visit his sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what does that entail for you?
It means I've got to be here at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. After I finish mixing the record from 9 to 2,
mm-hmm.
because that's what I'm doing, mixing my record at the moment, and then I'm going to do that radio show, and I'm going to enjoy it. It's all right. I just have to sit here and play records and talk rubbish. It's the same as this show, really, except that probably not as much Catholic stories.
What do you do, traffic stories?
Do you do a bit of traffic? This is what I do. Yeah, just looking down the coast highway. It looks pretty good. That's it, because I haven't got actual traffic reports. I suppose I could do, couldn't I?
You can call me, and I'll tell you what it's like on the 5.
All right, that's a good idea. Call in and tell me what the 5's like. We'll do that. And I play records, that you know, and we do a bit of news. I think I'm interviewing the Mavericks on Wednesday because they're playing at the Gulch House.
Who are the Mavericks?
They're a band, rock and roll band.
Rock and roll, go figure.
Yeah, actually, I need to do a bit of research because I don't know much about them. So I'm going to do that, and then, of course, got Hotel Laguna Friday and Saturday nights. That's my thingy.
Are they the main act at the Coach House?
They're a famous band. Cool. And I think we've got a new sponsor.
Really?
Yeah, very fancy sponsor.
McDonald's?
I'm going to talk about it more next week, but this could be the Mercedes-Benz of sponsors.
I hope that wasn't a giveaway.
I'm not saying anything more than that.
Does that mean we're getting new cars?
No, it means we get to stay doing this rubbish on a Sunday morning.
Can they give us cars?
I don't know what they're going to do for us.
Serious?
I don't know.
I
don't know. Maybe you want to be Miss America. Maybe you want to get a little hey action while you're on the radio. They could do it. We could fit a couple of fancy models under this desk.
We could do. I want a Miss USA model.
Easy. Easy. Yep, you could put your coffee on her head.
So, again, whilst you're nattering away, I'm actually looking at the internet.
Go on.
Fielding the
stories. Find a good story.
Trying to find stories. And here we go. The South African cardinal who helped elect Pope Francis this week.
I thought you said car dealer.
No, South African cardinal.
Cardinal. Okay.
Cardinal.
Fresh back from cardinal. The conclave.
Cardinal sound.
Yeah, fresh back from Italy, the conclave. Yeah. Yeah.
Helped elect Pope Francis this week. Has told the BBC paedophilia is an illness and not a crime.
Well, you can say that, or you can say what you like, mate, but you do it, you go to jail. It's not a crime. Like what? Is that what you tell the cop when they pull you over for speeding? Shut up, Pickles!
Pickles, be quiet.
Anyway, that's my training technique, by the way. My shout at her like that.
Yeah.
The wife says she doesn't listen to me because I shout.
Who, the wife or the dog?
Both of them.
Ah.
If you start shouting, nobody listens. It's true, actually. In the background here is 4 Day Hombre. Actually, it's not. They're now called Hope and Social. They're from Leeds and they're fabulous. Hope and Social. You should Google the videos. Are magnificent. It's cool, right? They're really great. Great sounding band. I'm hopefully going to do some gigs with them or certainly with Richie, the guitar player, when I go back to England.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, it's nice. It's very nice. 9:55 and 53 seconds. I've got another Vatican story. We're doing Pope stories because he's just been, you know, we might as well. Listen, when we've got a chief rabbi, we'll do chief rabbi stories, all right?
That's fine by me.
When you get a new Buddhist thing, whatever he is, the new imam, we'll do that. We're not particularly making fun of Catholics. We don't really care. We'll make fun of anybody in the show. We are an equal opportunities
Piss taker.
Piss taker, exactly.
Yep.
As they say in Britain. A historic palazzo in Rome that houses a key Vatican department is also the home of a well-known gay sauna. That is a true story. The Europa Multi Club boasts a Turkish bath, whirlpools and massages. They are famed for their bear parties. You know what I mean?
Like, well, they've got lads. Bears there.
No, it's big lads, big hairy lads. Which feature large men in clerical attire. Habits.
Go on.
Their online ad featuring a photograph says, Bruno, a hairy, overweight pastor of souls, is free to the music of his clergyman. Sick. Remaining in a thong because he wants to expose body and soul. The Vatican Missionary Office above is the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples. They're evangelist pop, right? Run by Cardinal Ivan Dias, who is on record as saying that gays and lesbians can be cured of unnatural tendencies through the sacrament of penance. Do you know what? They need to figure themselves out. They think you can cure lesbians and paedophilia is not a crime. But then again, the Jews think, you know, bacon's a crime, so I don't know. Everyone's as potty as everybody
They've
else.
They've all got
they?
It wrong.
Ah, dear. Well, I'll tell you something about sex and bacon.
Please do.
Sex is better than bacon.
Really?
As far as I can remember.
What about chocolate-covered bacon? With nuts on it.
Listen, it's KX 93.5. It's 9.58. Steve's itching to get on the radio. He's outside.
No, he's not. No, he's just itching.
Where is he?
He's scratching just something. Scratching, yeah.
What's he doing?
It's that rash. I don't know.
Oh, he's having a good scratch. Outside the window. He's dying to get on. So what we'll do is we'll say goodbye. We'll hopefully see you at BC Space on Thursday to raise money for the Friendship Shelter. I'll say it again because it's worth saying. Ava Burton and Mark Miller are performing A.R. Gurney's Pulitzer Prize-nominated play Love Letters at BC Space Gallery on Thursday, doing a benefit performance from the Friendship Shelter. Also, please bear in mind that we are having our gala event April 6th at the Surf and Sand Resort. Beatles music, Guns N' Roses music, tons of fun stuff, roulette, blackjack, and
craps.
And it's going to be groovy. So get on down there. Please buy a ticket today for $100. We're having a sale. We've got a sale on. Discounted prices. What's up, Mark?
Nothing. Just want to say I'll see you next time.
I'll call in next Sunday. No, because you'll be in Israel, England.
I'll see you next time, not next Sunday.
You're right.
And I'll call in if I can from Leeds. See if we
and
can
I'll
get
take
a bit
your call
of.
If I want.
What can I call in collect?
Yeah.
All right.
You
great.
Want? It's not my phone bill.
Great.
Listen, we love doing this, everybody, and I will also see you on the radio this week. If you are tuning in, please tune in between 3 and 7 in the afternoon to the Drive Time Special with Jason Fetty, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Can't do Thursday because I'm going to go to that thing at BC Space. And Friday, I'm mixing my record, which I've got to get finished. Shout out to Alan Derrimo, who's my co-producer and great friend. And you can hear his show on a Tuesday night on this very station. He's like John Peel times 1,000,000,000. He's brilliant. All right, everybody. I'm going to play another one of those. What's it? You know, what do they call them? Jingles.
Songs.
Jingles. And then we're going to say goodbye. All right. Have a good week and take care, Laguna Beach.
Full English breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
We hear you live in South Laguna. Let us direct you to our website where you can listen online or on your phone.
On the telephone?
It works on the telephone, man.
KX935.com.
Thanks.
You're welcome.